Retail giant Target today axed 260 jobs from its Geelong head office. The news comes just weeks after another of the city's major employers, Ford, announced it will stop producing cars there by 2016. With more jobs in doubt in retail, manufacturing and at the city's Alcoa smelter, Christopher Tester investigates the future of employment in Geelong.
After being rocked by more job cuts, the city of Geelong is looking to get back on its feet. The secretary of the Geelong Trades Hall, Tim Gooden, says residents are concerned about their futures.
People are worried. I mean, the area is growing. It's one of the fastest growing areas in Australia. And if we don't have good quality frontline jobs, then other areas are going to begin to suffer as well, like other retail, other service industries, etc. And people are obviously worried, particularly with their kids' future.
Mr. Gooden says many who are now out of work are well placed to find a new job, but for young people in Geelong, times are looking tough.
The government has announced some funding for new manufacturing investment in Geelong, and there's some new cutting-edge technologies that's coming out of Deakin University. So the potential is there for growth in manufacturing. The workers at Target are all very skilled, and the potential for them to pick up new work is quite good for workers that have already got experience and skilled. It will be harder for new people coming in. It'll be harder for unskilled production workers, and it'll be harder for the youth. The big employers are the ones that used to provide the traineeships and the apprenticeships, and if they're not there, initially, it's going to be the youth that that cops it.
Workplace innovation expert John Spear says a manufacturing hub like Geelong must look to specialise in high-quality products rather than cheaper ones.
The big growth area in global manufacturing in advanced developed countries like Australia is in so-called advanced manufacturing. And what we're talking about there are sophisticated 3D printing, assistive devices to support the health, ageing and disability sectors, all sorts of high-tech devices that rely on high-skill, high-wage jobs. That's the sort of transition that we need to be going through, and hopefully the assistance package that the federal government's providing to Geelong will help them go some way toward that.
And he says keeping people in Geelong so skills aren't lost to the region is critical for training new workers.
Well, the key is trying to retain skills, trying to retain people in the region as much as possible. Don't lose them. So that means you've got to intervene quickly. Fast, rapid action, the creation of a range of employment opportunities for the short term. And it doesn't really matter what sort of job opportunities they are in the short term, so long as a transition is provided for people to more secure and more rewarding employment. Once you lose those skills, those qualifications, those people with experience from the region, it's very hard to get them back. It takes a number of years, so you don't want to lose those skills.
While the new disability care headquarters being placed in Geelong is an encouraging step for the area, Professor Spear says a strong policy must be developed to create a sustainable future for Geelong.
I think there's going to be a big transition towards services as government devolves some of its services to Geelong to try and boost employment prospects there. There'll be a major effort to try and expand advanced manufacturing capabilities in Geelong. That's going to be very, very difficult because it's a hard sector to do well in, and they're competing with other states around Australia. So they'll make some progress, but it'll be difficult and require significant investment by government to make it happen. I think that it will really depend upon just how well government, industry and unions work together over the next 2 years to determine what's possible for Geelong for the next 10 to 20 years.
Workplace innovation expert and Associate Professor John Spear speaking with Christopher Tester.